Learning about the environment has been included in high school curriculum for years, but now one program is bringing environmental studies to the forefront of education in the Bay Area, mixing alternative schooling with local environmental issues. The Environmental Studies Academy in Martinez, California, brings together project-based learning with community projects to help students and the planet get on the right track. This is Your Wetlands.
The Environmental Studies Academy grew out of a collaboration of community partners and volunteers, and it was created in response to the need to create environmental education opportunities and to do restoration projects. We're involved in 3 restoration projects, an oral history project, projects to help mentor older students that haven't graduated from high school. We have projects to mentor younger students so that they develop environmental restoration and connection to their watershed.
That's Rona Zelliger. Rona is the founder and teacher of the Environmental Studies Academy. For over 6 years, Rona and her students have learned about the environment through hands-on experiences like watershed restoration projects. The Academy not only changes the way students feel about the environment, it changes the way they feel about school and their community, too.
So the students love coming to school. They're passionate. They're happy. They enjoy learning. So it's really changed the way that students, teachers, administrators connect with the community, the way that we all connect to the land.
The program has a strong impact on participating students as they gain firsthand experience working to better the local environment. Elena Julian is a senior student at the Academy, and she says the program has helped her develop a strong connection with the world around us.
I feel like we've all developed a true connection to land, spiritually, physically, emotionally. We really understand how we impact the land in every point of view.
For me, it's more or less, in a way, it's changed my life. It's actually set me on the path. It's taught me how important it is for sediment issues and erosion control, how important it is we need to get on top of that and maintain it before our beautiful bay just turns into nothing but a shallow, murky grave. It's actually helped me out. I know exactly what I want to do with my life now, and I think the environment and those styles of teaching I've figured out through the year I've been here.
That's senior Jacob Schmidt, who has just completed his first year in the program. For students like Jacob and classmate Nick Bonner, a junior, the program does more than teach the basics of environmental science. It's also a way to develop strong communication and leadership skills and find your own voice.
This program has helped me so much. It helped me break out of my shell. I mean, it has allowed me to be able to learn how to speak my mind and continue with what I want to do and be able to take my ideas and put them into effect and keep them going.
Rona's students spend much of their time sharing their passion for the environment with others at the Academy. Learning about the environment through teaching fellow students is one of the most important parts of the program. Elena and Nick say that learning through teaching is a rewarding and challenging experience.
Personally, I feel like the best way to learn yourself is by teaching others, because it really does put you under a lot of pressure. You really have to know what you're talking about when you're teaching people, when you're feeding information to people. You have to be really understand what you're teaching.
Like Elena, I find working with, just learning to work with the people that you're working with, I mean, it's a great experience. You learn, besides teaching the people you're teaching, you're also gaining, you know, a social aspect right there of how to communicate with people in a way so you can explain things to them in an easier way. And then, of course, you learn yourself by teaching all the stuff you teach.
Jacob says the ability to connect with others within the learning process has made all the difference.
For me, it's the fact that I can get on a deeper level of connection with my classmates. I like the fact that we can get in depth and try and figure out what we need to get done and work together instead of just breaking up individually and doing our separate tasks. We can come together as a whole and try and fix the problem at hand.
The Academy is turning students into the next generation of environmental problem solvers and community leaders. In just a few short years, Elena, Nick, and Jacob already have words of wisdom to share with future adult environmental educators.
What I find helps is when they don't look at students as students, but as equals. Because a lot of times adults tend to underestimate the youth.
I'd have to say to take in consideration that everyone is different and that with what they're teaching the students, they got to remember that it will affect how the future is for everybody and that they need to remember what we need to teach them should be something that will help us better the future.
You've been listening to a Your Wetlands podcast with the teacher and students of the Environmental Studies Academy in Martinez. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and we're supported through a grant from the California Coastal Conservancy. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.